Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
For our Heartbeat this week, I began by telling a story of how when I was at the office a few weeks ago, I walked into a room and walked over. The lights were off, so I turned the lights on. I walked into the room, turned the light on, went and picked up a piece of paper, went to leave the room, turned back, thought, oh, I need another piece of paper, picked another piece of paper up. And then as I turned back a second time, all of a sudden I see that my niece Charlotte is sitting in the room and I was a bit shocked. And I think I told you afterwards about that. Didn't even see her sitting in the room. But more, it made me think, what could I have done in the room that she would have seen and I would be embarrassed by? But at a deeper level later, I thought about, am I the same?
In the dark as in the light.
The light. Am I the same person when no one's watching compared to when people are watching? Or even another level too. Am I the same person around people I don't know compared to people I do know? Because I think sometimes we can be different people when we're around strangers because we think, well, they're not coming back to say anything at me, or we don't care maybe if we're rude, or do you know what I mean? A bit different to people who don't know who we are.
Or sometimes we're the other way around. We're more careful with strangers and more polite with people that we love and know.
We can be a bit harsher.
Where we show our true selves a bit more.
Yeah, that's true too. So that's really why in this Heartbeat I wanted to talk about being that person of integrity.
Yes.
Being the person who's the same in the dark and in the light. Because I know that there have been occasions in my life, if I reflect on, once again, that story with Charlotte, where I've walked into the room with someone else and probably been talking about someone. And then when you get to the room, you realize that person is in there.
Oh,
and
my
I've thought
goodness.
To myself, did they just hear what I just said? Yeah. And I know that's terrible, but it's just truthful of what I've done. So once again, comes back to, are you the same person in the dark and in the light, in who you say that you are, in the things you say you're going to do? Yeah. It's often made me think of the scripture in Matthew that says, you know, let your word be yes, yes, or no, no.
Yes. Yes.
And really when it comes down to it, it comes down to being integrity comes from the heart in wanting to always do
well, be the same.
Right.
Be who you are on the inside, outside, upside down, all over the place. Now, you might have to change still because we're not perfect. But you at least then people, what you say is what you are and what people see and get. And so they'll believe you more, they'll trust you more, they'll follow you more.
But I think it really comes down to being that person when no one's watching, because we can all put on
facades or masks or a persona.
Yeah, but God knows. God knows that that's not true, or if it is.
Sad to say, you see sometimes that in celebrities. We like an actor or an actress and we see them in their roles that they play. And then we see them when they're interviewed on TV and different things and they just seem so great. But then something happens. And I'm sad to say that it can be gossip and it can be the media putting it out there, but you something happens and you go, whoa, I didn't think that they had that attitude. Was all the other, I know acting was different, but was all the other interviews, was that a persona that they took up and put on? You know, and then but then you hear of other people and when they share on the screen and off the screen and who they are and whatever, they're the same. They are who they are.
And I suppose the real test of that integrity is when you are under stress.
Yes.
When you are under pressure.
Yes.
Like how often have you seen someone snap and then say some things that are awful.
But we're also human.
Of course.
Like, for example, if the paparazzi cameras are in your face and da-da-da and you feel like you're, you know, invading my privacy, to me it's only normal to say, to snap and say, you know, get out of the way. Not necessarily to punch them and shove them and push them, because that goes in excessive, even more force. But then once you say, and then you might go, hey, guys, you know, this is my private space, please.
Yeah.
Because to me that's still an integrity within them that, you know, in the stress of the frustration, they're saying, you know, please, please. But then they're saying, look, this is my space. You know, I do love it when you get so many wonderful people. And when I say wonderful, it's because in the world we have different people that we see, I guess, out there and we admire. And you don't know much about their private life because they keep it private. They keep their families out of photos and limelight because they want them to live just an ordinary everyday life like everybody else. Because the pressure that they're under being in the spotlight is incredible. Can you imagine? You were talking about you didn't realize Charlotte was there.
Yeah, in the room.
You were in the spotlight then. You didn't realize. But can you imagine having that spotlight on you wherever you went, just down to the shops, everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be very difficult.
But that's what God also is asking us to be, in the spotlight every day of every moment, because you're a Christian. You're following Christ. You represent him. So how are you acting?
Yeah.
How are you speaking? What are you doing? Who are you?
Yeah. Well, I asked the question in the heartbeat, if you could do anything and you knew nobody would ever find out, like, what would you do? Because the answer to that does come down to our integrity about, like you're just saying, being in the spotlight, as in being that Christian in the world. People are watching. And so we need to be that same person that we say we're going to be. We need to be that person of integrity. Like, would you pay the bills if you knew no one was coming to find out?
Oh, what? I'd have more money in my bank account and I wouldn't have to pay the bills.
But comes back to integrity, doesn't it?
But then, yeah, how does that person get paid and feed their family? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So thinking about, even if no one is watching, or even if you'd never get caught at something, are you still living with
the
integrity?
Life you're supposed to?
That's right. Yeah. And it's a challenge. Because we don't want to live a two-faced life where we're one way in one situation and different in another. God asks us to be the same. And Jesus is obviously the example of that, being the person of integrity when he went out into the desert and was tempted. No one would have seen. He's out in the desert all by himself. He could have succumbed to all those things, but he chose not to. And God asks us the same for our lives. And really, to me, the only way we can do that, or the only way we can get the strength to do that, is with the Holy Spirit. By asking Holy Spirit to come and to be in our lives to help us, because we're going to need that prompt.
Yeah.
Don't you think? When we're in situations and we want to act a certain way, we're going to need the voice of the Holy Spirit to whisper and go.
And it's not not a one-off day.
No.
When even, you know, say confirmation, when we go, oh, we've got the Holy Spirit now. Fantastic. All the time asking, I need your help here. Lord, I need your strength. I've got to persevere here. Can you help me? But the wonderful thing is, when we invite Jesus into our life, he then goes, oh, great. All right. Wonderful. And so he then shares with us. We have to still choose and listen and act upon stuff, but then he has a voice in our life. He will share with us. But he does that even if you haven't taken Jesus as your Lord, because he loves you to bits. He wants you the best for you. So he'll chase after you to show you his love, to show you what he has for you, this life that he has for you. It's wonderful that he never stops loving us, no matter where we are.
The weekly challenge for this week is for each of us individually to reflect on whether you are the same in the dark and in the light, whether you're the same around people or different. And maybe that's going to be a challenge for some of us. And maybe it's different in different areas of life.
Yes.
Yeah. Not just
different
like
situations
that all the time.
Or different. Yeah,
that's
things.
Right. That's right. So we hope that our little chat has really blessed you this week. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.